special to me because it was very special to Swami Prabhavananda. It was his favorite hymn in English. And it goes like this. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear whispering in my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. The melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Yes, he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses. The voice I hear whispering in my ear, the Son of God discloses. Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there. The joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. Amen. Now, the reason that that hymn was so special to Swami Prabhavananda is that he did, in fact, in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, and so on until the end of his life, actually walk with Swami Brahmananda, Raja Maharaj, as he called him, or Master. He walked with him in the garden, the Rose Garden at the Hollywood Temple. He walked with him at Santa Barbara and Tribuco. This was an experience that he would have, and it's just as the hymn writer wrote. He walked with him, and he talked with him, and he told him he was his own. And furthermore, he gave him instructions as to what to do, what to build, how to speak. This seems unlikely to us, perhaps, when we think that Swami Brahmananda left the body in 1922. But I think that that Christian minister who wrote that hymn also had that experience with Jesus. That's why Swami Prabhavananda loved it so. He believed that it was true. So Swami Brahmananda is remarkable in many ways. I'll tell you another story of Swami Brahmananda. There was a fellow in Brazil, and you can write to Swami Nirmalatmananda, the head of the work in Brazil, and ask him about this. It's posted on their website. You can find it there. Swami Nirmalatmananda will affirm that this story is true. There was this Brazilian man who'd made a good deal of money, and he wanted to help the unfortunate children of Brazil, of the city where he lived, the name of which I don't remember. In any event, he was one day in his, he had a nice house with a big bathtub, and he was bathing in his bathtub, and out of the water at the foot of his bathtub arose Swami Brahmananda and told him what to do. He said, "My father has sent me, and here's what you should do." And so the man built a factory that employed only these young people as the workers. As I say, you can discuss this with Swami Nirmalatmananda if you like. You can find the story in more detail on the website. So, these living saints don't depend on a body to do their work with us. Now, just so that you'll be familiar with the details of Swami Brahmananda's life, I'm going to read you this. Swami Brahmananda's pre-monastic name was Rakal Chandra Ghosh. He was Rakal, the shepherd boy of Vrindavan. This of course, figured very much in Sri Ramakrishna's love of him. Rakal was born January 24th, 1863. And the question may arise in those of us who were raised here in the West, why are we celebrating his birthday now? Because these birthdays move around according to the lunar calendar, and actually we might have had this puja last weekend, but the opportunity arose to have Swami Harinamananda here, which cannot be said no to, as you well know why. So we moved the puja to this week. But his birthday was actually closer to last weekend according to the lunar calendar. But according to the Gregorian calendar, he was born January 21st, 1863, at Sikra Kulingram, 36 miles northwest of Kolkata. So just a little north and toward the west from Kolkata. Even in his boyhood, Rakal was devoted to God and used to practice meditation. At age 12, he was brought to Kolkata for his studies. There he met Narendranath Dutta, who we know later became Swami Vivekananda, and under his influence joined the Brahmo Samaj. The reason this is worth mentioning is that they were both progressive reformer boys by nature. In their teenage years, they were very intent on rescuing the India back from the British creating a form of spiritual practice that could withstand the assaults of the Raj.
Same age. Same age.
Yes, they were the same age. They were born 9 days apart. Vivekananda or Narendra was born on January 12th, and 9 days later, on the 21st, was born Swami Brahmananda or Rakal. As was the custom in those days, Rakal was married at age 18 to Vishweshwari Mitra. Soon after the marriage, her brother Manamohan, who was a close devotee of Sri Ramakrishna, took Rakal to meet the master at Dakshineshwar. Prior to that meeting, Sri Ramakrishna had a powerful vision. The Divine Mother showed him a child and told him the boy would be his spiritual son. As soon as Rakal came to the temple, Sri Ramakrishna recognized him as that child and began to treat him immediately like a son. After just a few more visits, Rakal came to live with Sri Ramakrishna at Dakshineshwar. Under the Master's steady guidance, he practiced intense spiritual disciplines and attained a high level of spiritual awakening. After Sri Ramakrishna left the body in the summer of 1886, some of the master's direct disciples formed a new monastic brotherhood and founded a monastery in Bharanagar, a neighborhood of Kolkata. Rakal joined that monastery, taking sannyasa vows and the name Brahmananda. 2 years later, he left the Bharanagar Math and lived as a wandering monk, leading an intensely contemplative life at Varanasi, Omkarnath, Vrindavan, Hardwar, and other places. During this time, he attained the highest non-dualistic realization, sometimes remaining absorbed in samadhi for days at a time. In 1890, Swami Brahmananda came back to the monastery in Kolkata. When Swami Vivekananda returned to India 7 years later in 1897, he had decided to do something radically different with the lives of Ramakrishna order monastics. The monks were to offer hands-on service to improve the lives of India's poor and downtrodden. The reason I say radically different, at the time they were condemned, they were mocked, these Ramakrishna order monks. The story went, oh, this is women's work that they're doing. This is not the life of a manly monk. Well, as we now know, the Ramakrishna order has transformed monasticism in India. And many, if not most, of the orders, the monastic orders, now offer service to the poor and unfortunate and disaster relief and so on. But if you go to Kolkata and ask just to see the slum work, the apartment buildings they built, the educational institutions that they founded and continue to, that transform the lives of these children in these slums. Girls who would have had no opportunity for anything in their lives become PhDs, MDs. These are girls born in the slums. I saw this with my eyes. This is not something I just read about or heard about. It was so inspiring. So this is the result of Swami Vivekananda's initiative, radically different at the time. Swami Brahmananda wholeheartedly supported Swamiji's initiative. There was a deep love between these two monastic brothers. Together they established Belur Math Monastery, their headquarters now, on the banks of the Ganges. When Swami Vivekananda registered the Ramakrishna Math as a trust, Swami Brahmananda became its first president. He held this post for the rest of his life, until 1922. During this time as president, the Ramakrishna order expanded greatly. Many new branch centers were opened in India and overseas. To organize and administer this growth, the Ramakrishna Mission, which had been founded earlier by Swami Vivekananda, was revived and registered. So it's now the Ramakrishna Math Monastery, the Ramakrishna Order, and Mission, its outreach. This is part of the Ramakrishna Mission. As a leader, Swami Brahmananda placed great store on contemplative life. His benign sattvic influence helped counterbalance the strenuous serviceful activities undertaken by the order's monks. During those difficult formative years, Brahmananda gave great stability to a rapidly evolving organization. Just one quick example. A home of service, a sevashrama, was founded at Varanasi, Banaras. The monks there were required to do a tremendous amount of hard physical labor serving the poor and their medical needs and other needs, food needs, other needs. Some of them were of the opinion, as I said earlier, this was new in India. Some of them were of the opinion that this was not the work of a monk. And so two factions developed within this group of young men who were working at this sevashrama in Varanasi. The head of the Sevashrama, wrote to Brahmananda, said, I've identified the ringleaders. If we throw them out, I think the problem will be solved. Brahmananda wrote back, do nothing until I come. Do nothing until I come. He came. He didn't address this issue with these young men at all. He simply lived there and insisted that they all come and sit for worship and meditation with him at 4:30 every morning. They did this, and at the end of 2 weeks, everything had been resolved without any further discussion or dispute. Simply because of this tremendous spiritual presence that Brahmananda was and is. So this is just one little example of how he resolved things. Swami Vivekananda admired Brahmananda's kingly qualities of leadership and administration, which depended on the power of love rather than authority and rules. So Swamiji affectionately called him Raja. Other monks and devotees followed Swamiji's lead, and since then Swami Brahmananda has been reverently referred to as Raja Maharaj, or simply Maharaj, which is how Swami Prabhavananda referred to him, Maharaj, or my master. It's important for us to know, in understanding the presence that Brahmananda was, Rakhal was one of the 6 disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, whom the master regarded as Ishwarakotis, ever-free souls who are his eternal companions. Ishwarakoti means the companion of the Ishwara. But it wasn't just Sri Ramakrishna that he had this holy and very deeply spiritual relationship with. It was also with the Holy Mother. 2 little examples. One time, Mother sent one of her devotees off to buy new cloths, new chuddars, for the monks. She said, go and buy new cloths for my sons. And as the devotee was going out the door, she said, oh, and buy 1 silk cloth for Raka. And the devotee turned to her and said, well, Mother, you said, these are all your sons. And Mother said, yes, they are all my sons, but Rakhal is my son. 2nd instance. When she was living in Kolkata, she lived in a place called Udbodhan, and one of her 2 attendants, either Gopalama or Gorima, I don't remember which, remarked to her one day, Mother, all of the boys, that is the monastic disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, come to see you. And Rakhal never comes. And Mother just laughed, literally just laughed, and said, oh, Rakhal, whenever I wish to see him, he appears before me. So, as I said, Brahmananda left the body in 1922 after a brief illness, April 10, 1922. In his memory, a simple and beautiful temple now stands on the place where his body was cremated on the grounds of Belramat. So that's just a little bit about Swami Brahmananda, whose birthday we celebrate today with great affection. And we're very fortunate to have Aditya Chaturvedi as our Pujari. Aditya, it's all yours.
Brother Shankar, just 2 very quick points to enhance what you said about his life.
Yes.
Number 1, there is a very prominent eye center in Chennai, where thousands of dollars have poured in by the donors, and they are serving the most deserving poor people in India. Mm-hmm. And this time, when they celebrated their annual king, the chief was a monk from Ramakrishna order. So that goes to show the way we are respected in helping the others. And number two, when you said, I thought of Swami Ranganathan's book on science and religion, that when you say the message came in the bathtub, the same message came to Archimedes in bathtub, and he said, Eureka.
Yes, indeed. Eureka, I have found it.
There you go.
So thank you for contributing those.
Thank you.
Pranam Kirtati, and I'm fortunate to be performing this puja. It's, again, I would reiterate myself saying that it's not me performing the puja, but Thakur performs the puja for himself through us. So should be our mindset when we sit for the puja. I thank everybody for letting me do this. And we begin. So first we meditate. We do japa. Let's do japa for 108 times.
Om Sarva Mangala Mangalyam Varinyam Varadam Shubham Narayanam Namaskritya Sarva Karmani Kareye. विष्णोः परमं पदं सदा पश्यन्ति सूरयः दिवीव चक्षुरातम् ओम अपवित्रः पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थां गतोऽपि वा यः स्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं सहवायाभ्यन्तरः शुचिः. ॐ ग्रीं एते गन्धपुष्पे आधार शक्तादिभ्यो नमः. ओम गंगे च यमुने चैव गोदावरी सरस्वती नर्मदे सिंधु कावेरी जलेस्मिन् सन्निधिं कुरु। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे सर्वेभ्यो तीर्थेभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे द्वार देवताभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे ब्रह्मणे नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे वास्तुपुरुषाय नमः। Now, having removed the obstacles that could have been caused by otherworldly beings, I clean my seat which I shall take for the puja. Om Raksha Raksha Hum Phat Swaha. ओम अस्यासनोपवेशन मंत्रस्य मेरुपृष्ठ ऋषि सुतलम छंदः कुर्मो देवता आसनोपवेशने विनियोगः। ओम ग्रीम एते गंधपुष्पे आधार शक्ता दिभ्यो नमः। ओम अस्यासनोपवेशन मंत्रस्य मेरुपृष्ठ ऋषि सुतलम छंदः कुर्मो देवता आसनोपवेशने विनियोगः। ओम पृथ्वी त्वया धृता लोका देवी त्वं विष्णुना धृता त्वं च धारय मां नित्यं पवित्रं कुरु चासनम्। ओम ग्रीम एते गंधपुष्पे आधार शक्तये कमलासनाय नमः। ऐं गुरुभ्यो नमः। ऐं परम गुरुभ्यो नमः। ऐं परापरा गुरुभ्यो नमः। ऐं परमेष्ठि गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम गणेशाय नमः। ओम ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। Now, having cleaned my hands and purified the flowers that shall be offered. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Pushpe Pushpe Mahapushpe Supushpe Pushpa Sambhave Pushpe Chaya Vakilne Cha Hum Phat Swaha. ओम एं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम अस्त्राय फट। ओम एं फट। ओम एं फट। ओम ऐं फट। ओम अमैं मं कमैं कं चमैं चं टमैं टं तमैं तं पमैं पं यमैं यं शमैं शम। रम 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 रम। ओम ओम एं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम एं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम एं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम दुर्गे दुर्गे रक्षिणी स्वाहा। ओम आम हूं फट स्वाहा। ओम दुर्गे दुर्गे रक्षिणी स्वाहा। ओम आम हूं फट स्वाहा। ओम दुर्गे दुर्गे रक्षिणी स्वाहा। ओम आम हूं फट स्वाहा। ओम भूत श्रृंगाटाक्षिरः सुषुम्नापथेन जीव शिवम् परम शिवपदे योजयामि स्वाहा। ओम यम लिंग शरीरम शोषय शोषय स्वाहा। ओम रंग संकोच शरीरम दह दह स्वाहा। ओम परम शिव सुषुम्नापथेन मूल श्रृंगाट मूल सोल्लस ज्वल ज्वल प्रज्वल प्रज्वल सोहम हंसः स्वाहा। आम हूं फट स्वाहा। आम हूं फट स्वाहा। आम हूं फट स्वाहा। Now we establish Thakur in our Pran, we do the Pran Pratishtha. Om Aang Hring Krom Yamram Lam Sham Hrim Sam Hom Hamsa Shri Ram Krishna Devatayah Prana Yah Prana. Aang Hring Krom Yamram Lam Sham Hrim Sam Hom Hamsa Shri Ram Krishna Devatayah Jeeva Yah Stitah. Aang Hring Krom Yamram Lam Sham Hrim Sam Hom Hamsa Shri Ram Krishna Devatayah Sarvendriyani. आं ह्रीं क्रों यम्रं नमो शंसं हौं हंसः श्रीरामकृष्णदेवतायः वाङ् मनश्चक्षुत्वक्षोत्रघ्राणप्राणय्यागत्य सुरं चिरं तिष्ठन्तु स्वाहा। ओम अस्य मातृका मंत्रस्य ब्रह्मऋषि गायत्री छन्दः देवी मातृका सरस्वती देवता हलो बीजानी स्वराः शक्तयः अव्यक्तकीलकं सर्वाभीष्टसिद्धये लिपिन्यासे विनयोगः। ओम ब्रह्मणे ऋषये नमः। ओम गायत्री छंदसे नमः। ओम देवी मातृका सरस्वत्यै नमः। ओम हलभ्यो बीजेभ्यो नमः। ओम स्वरेभ्यो शक्तिभ्यो नमः। ओम अव्यक्त कीलकाय नमः। ओम अंकं कं कं गं 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 अंगुष्ठाभ्यां नमः। ईं चं चं जं 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 ईं 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 तर्जनीभ्यां स्वाहा। ओम टं टं डं 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 मुं मुं मध्यमाभ्यां वषट्। ईं तं थं दं धं नमः मयि मनामिकाभ्यां हुं। ओम पं फं बं भं मं मं कनिष्ठाभ्यां वषट्। अम यम रम लम मम शम लम शम महा करतलभीष्टाभ्याम अस्त्राय फट। ओम अं खं 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 गं 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 हृदाय नमः। ईं चं 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 ईं चं शिरसे स्वाहा। ओम टं 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 नमो मम शिखायै वषट्। ईं तं थं दं थं नमः मम कवचाय हुं। ओम पं फं बं फं मं मं नेत्रत्रयाय वषट्। ओम अं यम रम लम मम शम लम शम महा करतलभीष्टाभ्याम अस्त्राय फट। ओम एतेभ्यो गंधादिभ्यो नमः। ओम एतेभ्यो गंधादिभ्यो नमः। ओम एतेभ्यो गंधादिभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे एतेभ्यो गंधादिभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे एतधीपतये देवाय विष्णवे नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे एतत् संप्रदानेभ्य पूजनीय देवताभ्यो नमः। Now we offer Arghya to the Sun God. Om Namo Vivasvate Brahman Bhaswate Vishnu Tejase Jagat Savitre Shachaye Savitre Karmadayine Om Esho Arghya Shri Suryaya Namaha. Om Javakusuma Sankasham Kashyapeyam Mahadyutim ध्वान्तारिं सर्वपापघ्नं प्रणतोऽस्मि दिवाकरम्। Now we meditate on our gurus. And the dhyan mantra for guru has brahmanandam param sukhadam. So now if we were to read it as a shlesha, which is a poetic device in Sanskrit, where one word could mean two things. So Brahmananda is both our guru and the Raja Maharaj also. Om Brahmanandam Paramasukadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gaganasadrisham Tattvamasyadilakshyam एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधि साक्षीभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि। Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Gam Ete Gandha Pushpe Ganeshaya Namaha. Om Namah Shivaya Ete Gandha Pushpe Shivaya Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Suryaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Ete Gandha Pushpe Narayanaya Namaha. Om Grim Ete Gandha Pushpe Jaya Durgaya Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Agnaye Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Adityadi Navagrahebhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Indradi Dashadikpalebhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Kalyadi Dashamahavidyabhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Matsyadi Dashavatarebhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Sarvebhyo Devebhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Sarvabhyo Devibhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Pratipadadi Tithibhyo Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Krishna Pakshaya Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Shukla Pakshaya Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Amavasyaya Namaha. Om Ete Gandha Pushpe Purnimaya Namaha. Om Grim Pita Devata Bhyo Namaha. Om Grim Pita Shakti Bhyo Namaha. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha Ityasya Mantrasya Brahma Rishi Gayatri Chandaha Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaha Shri Ramakrishna Devata Rishyadi Nyase Vinayogaha Om Brahmane Rishaye Namaha Om Gayatri Chandase Namaha Om Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha Om Aim Hridaya Namaha Om Aim Angushtabhyam Namaha Om Ram Tarjini Bhyam Swaha Om Mam Madhyama Bhyam Vashat Om Mam Kanishtha Bhyam Om Krim Anamika Bhyam Hum Om Shram Kanishtha Bhyam Vashat Om Aim Ram Krishna Karatal Bhishtha Bhyam Astraya Pat Om Aim Hridaya Namaha Ram Shrise Swaha Mam Shikhaya Vashat Krim Kavachaya Hum Shram Nitra Tregaya Vashat Om Aim Ramakrishna Karatala Bhishtabhyam Astraya Pat Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha
Now we meditate on Thakur. Om Hridayakala Kamalamadhye Rajitam Nirvikalpam Sadasadakila Bhedatitam Ekasvarupam Prakriti Vikriti Shunyam Nityam Anandamurtim Vimalaparamahamsa Ramakrishnam Bhajamaha Nirupam Mati Sukshmam Nishprapancham Niriham Gagana Sadrishamisham Sarvabhuta Divasam Triguna Rahita Satchit Brahma Rupam Varenyam Vimalaparamahamsa Ramakrishnam Bhajamaha Vituritum Avatirnam Jnana Bhakti Prashanti Pranayagalaya Chittam Jiva Dukha Sahishnum Drita Sahaja Samadhin Chinmayam Komalangam Vimalaparamahamsa Ramakrishnam Bhajamaha Now we do the mental worship or the inner worship of Thakur. Om Hrita Padmasanam Dadyat Sahasrara Chutamritai Padyam Charanayor Dadyat Manastvargyam Nivedayet Tenamritena Chamaniyam Snaniyam Tena Chasfritam Akashatatvam Vasram Syad Gandha Syad Gandha Tatvakam
चित्तं प्रकल्पयेत् पुष्पं धूपं प्राणान् प्रकल्पयेत् तेजस्तत्त्वं च दीपार्थं नैवेद्यं सुधाम्बुधिः अनाहत ध्वनिर्घंटा वायुतत्त्वं च चामरं सहस्रारं भवेच्छत्रं शब्दतत्त्वं च गीतकं नृत्यमिन्द्रिय कर्माणि चाञ्चल्यं मनस्तथा सुमेखला पद्ममालां पुष्पं नानाविधं तथा अमायाद्यैर्भावपुष्पैरर्चयेद् भावगोचरम् अमायामनहङ्कारम् रागममदम् तथा अहिंसा परमम् पुष्पम् पुष्पमिन्द्रियनिग्रहः दयापुष्पम् क्षमापुष्पम् ज्ञानपुष्पम् च पञ्चमम् इति पञ्चदशैर्भावपुष्पैः सम्पूजयेत् शिवम्। ॐ ग्रीमे ते गन्धपुष्पे आधार शक्तादिभ्यो नमः। ॐ मम एते गन्धपुष्पे वह्निमण्डलाय दशकलात्मने नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे अर्कमण्डलाय षोडशकलात्मने नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे सोममण्डलाय षोडशकलात्मने नमः। ॐ गङ्गे च यमुने चैव गोदावरी सरस्वती नर्मदे सिन्धु कावेरी जलेस्मिन् सन्निधिं कुरु। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे सर्वेभ्यो तीर्थेभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे श्रीरामकृष्ण षडङ्गदेवताभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे श्रीरामकृष्ण वरुणदेवताभ्यो नमः। श्रीरामकृष्णदेव ह्यागच्छ ह्यागच्छ ह्यतिष्ठ ह्यतिष्ठ ह्यसन्निधे ह्यसन्निधे ह्यसन्निरुध्यस्व ह्यसन्निरुध्यस्व ह्यसम्मुखो भव ह्यसम्मुखो भव अत्राधिष्ठानं कुरु मम पूजां गृहान्। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। ॐ ग्रीमेते गन्धपुष्पे पीठदेवताभ्यो नमः। ॐ ग्रीमेते गन्धपुष्पे पीठशक्तिभ्यो नमः। ॐ ऐं अङ्गुष्ठाभ्यां नमः रान्तर्जिनीभ्यां स्वाहा मम मध्यमाभ्यां वशक्तिमनामकाभ्यां श्रमकनिष्ठाभ्यां वश ऐं रामकृष्णः करतलभिष्ठाभ्याम् अस्त्राय फट् ॐ ऐं हृदाय नमः। राम श्री से स्वाहा वंशिखाई वशत प्यूं कवचाय ओम श्रम नेत्र त्रयाय वशत ऐं राम कृष्ण करतल भिष्टाभ्याम अस्त्राय फट ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः Now we meditate again on Thakur and then request him to take a seat before us and accept our pujas. So Thakur, who has been invoked in our breaths, in our prana, is now being requested to move out again in form of the prana and take seat before us. Om Hridaya Kala Kamala Madhye Rajitam Nirvikalpam सदसदखिल भेदातीतमेकस्वरूपं प्रकृतिविकृतिशून्यं नित्यमानन्दमूर्तिं विमलपरमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः निरूपं मतिसूक्ष्मं निष्प्रपञ्चं निरीहं गगनसदृशमीशं सर्वभूतादिवासं त्रिगुणरहितसच्चिद्ब्रह्मरूपं वरेण्यं विमलपरमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः वितुरितुम् अवतीर्णम् ज्ञान भक्ति प्रशांति प्रणयगलय चित्तम् जीव दुखा सहिष्णुम् धृत सहज समाधिम् चिन्मयम् कोमलांगम् विमल परमहंस राम कृष्णम् भजामः ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः Now that Thakur has come, we offer water to wash his feet. ओम ऐं एतत्पाद्यं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं ईशोऽर्घ्यः सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ॐ ऐं इदं वाच्मनीयं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः Now having offered him water to rinse his mouth and hands, we offer him a bath. ॐ ऐं इदं स्नानीयं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ॐ सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपः स भूमिं विश्वतो तिष्ठ दशाङ्गुलम् ॐ अग्निनीले पुरोहितं यज्ञस्य देवमृत्वजम् होतारं रत्नघातमम् ॐ इतेतोर्जे स्वावायवसदेवो वः सविता प्रार्थयतु श्रेष्ठतमाय कर्मणे ॐ अग्न आयाहि वीतये ग्रीडानो भव्यदातये निहोता सशिव ओम ऐमेष गंधः सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम ऐमिदं सचंदन पुष्पं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम ऐमिदं सचंदन बिल्वपत्रं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम ऐमेष धूपः सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम राम कृष्णाय विद्महे गदाधराय धीमहि तन्नो देव प्रचोदयात्। ओम ऐमेष दीपः सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ओम राम कृष्णाय विद्महे गदाधराय धीमहि तन्नो देव प्रचोदयात्।
So until we wait for the book to come, Snigdha Didi will sing a song.
Swami Brahmananda sang this song for mother, so I am trying to.
Tumi magno hoye rao re mo, tumi magno hoye rao re mo, tumi magno hoye rao re mo. Bhola mon magno hoye rao re mo, sab jantrona rao re, Shankari charone mon magno hoye rao re, Shankari charone mon magno hoye rao re, magno hoye rao re mo, bhola mon magno hoye rao. Thank you.
ओम ऐमिदं सोपकरण नैवेद्यं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः वमि तस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः वमि तस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः वमि तस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः ओम ऐमिदं सोपकरण नैवेद्यं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय निवेदयामि ओम अमृतोपस्तरणमसि स्वाहा लेट्स चांट ब्रह्मार्पणम् ओम ब्रह्मार्पणम् ब्रह्माभवे ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्मैव तेन गन्तव्यम् ब्रह्मकर्म समाधिना हरि ओम तत्सत् नाउ वी मेडिटेट थिंकिंग दैट ठाकुर इज एक्सेप्टिंग आवर ऑफरिंग्स ओम अमृत पिधानमसि स्वाहा ओम प्राणाय स्वाहा ओम अपानाय स्वाहा ओम व्यानाय स्वाहा ओम उदानाय स्वाहा ओम समानाय स्वाहा ओम अमृत पिधानमसि स्वाहा ओम ऐं पानार्थोदकं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय स्वधा ओम इदम् आत्मनीयं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम ऐं इदम् तांबूलं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओमेष चंदन पुष्प बिल्व पत्रांजलि सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः ओम एते गंध पुष्पे श्री राम कृष्ण षडंग देवताभ्यो नमः ओम एते गंधपुष्पे श्री राम कृष्ण वरण देवताभ्यो नमः। ओम ऐं ह्रीं एते गंधपुष्पे सर्व देव देवी स्वरूपिण्ये श्री शारदा देव्यै नमः। ओम इदं श्री राम कृष्ण दिव्य प्रसादं श्री शारदा देव्यै निवेदयामि। ओम अमृत पिधानमसि स्वाहा। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे श्रीमद् विवेकानंदाय स्वामिने नमः। ओम एते गंधपुष्पे श्रीमद् ब्रह्मानंदाय स्वामिने नमः। ओम इदं सचंदन बिल्वपत्रं श्रीमद् ब्रह्मानंदाय स्वामिने नमः। ओम ऐं मेषदीपः ओम ऐं मेषधूपः श्रीमद् ब्रह्मानंदाय स्वामिने नमः। ओम ऐं मेषदीपः श्रीमद् ब्रह्मानंदाय स्वामिने नमः। ओम ऐं इदं श्री रामकृष्ण दिव्य प्रसादं श्रीमद् विवेकानंद ब्रह्मानंदादि रामकृष्ण पार्षदेभ्यो निवेदयामि। ओम अमृत पिधानमसि स्वाहा। ओम स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतार वरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः। ओम गुह्याति गुह्य गोप्तृत्वं गृहाण स्मत्कृतं जपं सिद्धिर्भवतु मे देव त्वत्प्रसादान् महेश्वरः।
In English, you know it as Breaker of This World's Chain. It's recited every evening at the RRT.
ite ganda pushpe.
Oh.
Make flower offerings and by we'll also we'll be singing Om Hrim Rita.
Thank you. श्री राम। राम कृष्ण देवकी जय जय स्वामी जी महाराज जी की जय जय स्वामी ब्रह्मानंद की जय जय गंगा माई की जय।
Has everyone offered a flower? Wonderful. So glad you came today. Thank you for sharing this with us. Thank you for being part of this place. This place is you. You know, this is not apart from you. You are this place. So please, now let's go enjoy the blessings of the Lord in the form of prasad.